Didakkekunkwa, welcome. You are listening to The Storyteller, a collection of stories and folktales from Alaska's original peoples. I'm your host, Shanach. Let's go. I share with you a story from the KNBA Radio Archives.
My name is Rachel Craig. This story used to be told to us by our grandmother, Maggie Gregg, the widow ptarmigan and the owl. It was springtime in Alaska. Long, warm days and the snow slowly melting. The village people had gone to their spring camps and set snares for birds to eat fresh meat. I imagine they'd skinned some ptarmigan like our grandmother used to and stuffed and dried them. They looked very realistic, and she set them near her snares in the willow bushes. Other ptarmigan saw them and thought that they had found some sweet morsels to eat. So they landed near the willow bush where they were. Before long, Mr. Ptarmigan got caught in the snare, and Mrs. Ptarmigan was alarmed and began to cry her heart out. There was no way she could rescue her husband, and soon he died of strangulation. Widow Ptarmigan was inconsolable. She continued to cry for her loss. An owl was flying around nearby and heard her cries. He landed close to her and started talking in a singing way. A rough translation of the song is like this. Are you crying for your dead husband? The one who walks around these willows and got caught in a snare? Why don't you take me for your next husband? Well, the widow ptarmigan straightened her back, dried her tears, and fluffed her feathers, and she began to sing to the owl. And then she flew away. A rough translation goes something like this. Pray tell, who would consider you for a husband anyway? You with your big forehead and feathers that make you look like you were humpbacked. Besides, where are your legs and neck? And then she flew away. The old owl was left behind by the widow ptarmigan, royally rejected.
Storyteller is a production of Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding for The Storyteller provided by the Annenberg Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Siri Foundation. To hear the story again and experience more stories, visit nativestoryteller.net.